Good evening, my Rabbi Abayisai. We're continuing with halachas of Kiyas HaTorah Leining, which is in Siman Reish Pei Beis. We'll be learning about Maftir, some fascinating Mishneh Berurahs. Let us see. I'm going to try to catch up a little bit because we did fall a little bit behind. Okay, we're up to Siv Gimel. We started Siv Gimel. I'm going to start from the beginning again whilst, in reality, we're up to the Ramah. We started it yesterday. Everybody can be called up for the seven aliyas. Afilo Isha, even a woman, the cotton, a child, as long as he knows, two one makes a bracha. A woman is not meant to be called up and to lay in betzibur because of the respect and honor of the tzibur. Continues the Ramon, that's what we're up to, and he says as follows. If we said that children are allowed to add up, that's only in terms of mitzarif leminyakum, to add up. Certainly you can't have a minion just of 10 ktanim or 10 women. That certainly doesn't work. Only tziruf. If you've got a couple of children, that was the argument. That was the discussion. Could you have two children, the rest adults? Or two women and the rest men? That was a discussion. But certainly you can't have 10 women or 10 or 10 or 10 children. That certainly doesn't work. Now, just a little ha'ora, I don't have a complete answer over here. I understand with regards to children. Okay, I hear that. With regards to women, we're learning now, Meikrad in women, we said that women, what's the halach with regards to women, we're saying now? That women, so 10, so if it's two women and eight men, that you can't. Because that's a lack of kavod hatzibur. But he says, that's the discussion. But if you've got 10 women, that is for sure not an option. 10 women, that certainly doesn't work. So I'm trying to understand a little bit. What I've got a bit of an awe over here. Why is it that women is a problem in the first place? Because kavod hatzibur. No, you're referring to a different point. Why is it, the Shulchan Aruch says, you've got a problem of women because of kavod hatzibur. So why is that, if there's 10 noshim, surely should be no problem of kavod hatzibur. Yeah. So he's saying that, so therefore, since there's no tzibur, so there's no problem.
There's no bracha. You can't make a bracha.
He's saying that, it's not because of, you don't have a minion per se.
Yeah.
Hear that what he means? I hear that. Yeah. We continue. Din eved knani kedin isha. Hey, eved knanite, knani eved is the din of isha. Havelim imom Yisrael, but you've got a goy whose mother, well, an Evet, whose mother is a Imam Yisrael. You've got a person whose mother is a Yid. Mutal Alois is allowed to be called up. So you've got an Evet Knani whose mother is a Yid can be called up. How do you call them in good French? A person whose mother is a Yid? That's right, he's a Yid. He's a Yid, right? Correct. So it's the term is not accurate. Mishneh Berurah Taka says, Imam Yisrael to also have Yisrael Ma'aliyah v'chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs. You've got a Yid over here. Obviously, can be called up. A person who is an Eved and his mother is Yid can be called up. Shkoyach, yes, he's a Yid. He can be called up. Continues. Havalim aval ve'osulikos b'roish megula. Interesting one. One is not allowed to be called up with an uncovered head. He needs to be roish megula. So, which obviously the halacha really is, a person doesn't really need to be. This is a chumrah that we have a couple in a hat. This is a complete chumrah. It's a chumrah. It's connected to Yiras Shamayim, and it's a great thing, and I don't recommend anybody to walk nowadays around, it's not great. But the truth is that until very recently, it was very common, very early chayidin in the Western European and Middle European countries. And Chassid Shevelt was always very makbid, I believe. No, Rabbi Feingold? I think Chassid Shevelt was always makbid. But certainly in the Yekish world and in many Ashkenazic countries, it was very common that people would walk around, only when it came to brachas, to davening, and to so they would cover their head, and at home, of course. So so he said, now you know you should know that when it comes to leaning as well, you have to make sure to wear a kapel, to wear something, and yeah, to when you're davening, at least then you should have. So actually, that's interesting because over here he's talking for also likro is beroish megul. He's actually referring to kiyas ha-Torah. But elsewhere we see that during the whole davening, a person must ensure to cover their head. No, it doesn't say that. Because I don't know. Also likro is beroish megul. I'm not sure. Maybe we'd have thought that only davening and not leaning. I don't know.
Maybe you have, what was her name? What's it called, a Malka?
Lenny Malka, yeah.
Hilna, no, she was the wife of Rabbi
Meir. Yeah, so that she would keep all the mitzvahs, that she should also, yeah. Okay, Rabbi said, it's a bit of an hour over here. Ve'ein iso likrois am oretz nichbat osher ve'godla adoya lifnei talmid chochem. Now, with regards to protocol, this is, I think, protocol. Can we call it, maybe that's not very correct what I'm saying now, but ve'ein iso likrois am oretz nichbat, there is no iso to call on am oretz nichbat osher ve'godla adoya. Godla adoya over here is not, it doesn't really godla adoya in our sense. He says, ve'ein iso likrois am oretz nichbat. When you've got an am oretz who is respectful am oretz. What's respectful amoretz? She means got lots of cash. Yeah? Oshir, he's rich. He doesn't necessarily know how to read. He doesn't necessarily know how to learn. But he does have plenty of funds available. So a person like that, there is no Issa, and he's a God Lador, he's considered a God Lador. So God Lador obviously doesn't mean in the way we would call a God Lador. He hardly knows that. He's not a very well, he's not a great Talmid Chacham, but he is a Am Oretz, Oshir, Vegodl Hador, Lifnei Talmid Chacham, there's no Issa to call him before Talmid Chacham. So you can keep the Aliyah of a Talmid Chacham for later on, and you can give Shlishi to the great Am Oretz. Yeah. He says Lifnei Am Oretz, you can give the Shlishi to this great Am Oretz, Nichbot, Godl Hador, and the Talmid Chacham gets the Aliyah later on. That's acceptable. Ki ain't a bizoin le Talmid Chacham, and this is not a bizoin for the Talmid Chacham. It's not disrespectful. It is okay. Rakovet HaTorah, this is respect for the Torah. Shemizchabel is banoshim gdoilim, that the Torah gets honored with banoshim gdoilim. There is a certain respect in the fact that there is an element of Amoretz can come first, and it's not considered bizoin. It's not considered bizoin. If he gets an aliyah later, that's acceptable. Mamze mutalalo is, let's say, for somebody who is a mamze and is actually posel lekol, he's not allowed to marry somebody, is posel lekol, he's a mamze. Nevertheless, mutalalo is, let's say, for you can call up a mamze for a little Torah, yes. Yeah, they're probably not, you're right. Yeah, good point. Yeah, very good. Where the posel, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Mutalalo is, let's say, for le elzim kuflamet vav, misedra kuim, mishtabu is, if kot nutches. Sevkot Yudches. No, that's later on, sorry. Yes, so with regards to Mamze, Mishnebu Sevkot Yudzain says, Mutalalo, Sheru Chai, Bechol HaMitzvah Shebetoira. Hey, Mamze is also obligated in all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Keshar Ish Yisrael, like any other Yid as well. So obviously it can be called up for Nalir, that's not a problem. Sevkot Yudches, Sev Dalet in Shulchan Aruch. Noyagin likrois shiva v'likmoy imoem aparsha. So generally, when it comes to Shabbos, how many aliyahs do we have? Well, so Shulchan Aruch says noyagin likrois shiva v'likmoy imoem aparsha. The meaning is to have seven and to complete the week's portion with the seventh aliyah. Is this correct so far? So far, yeah. V'oyim a kaddish, and after that, subsequently we say kaddish. Well. And then, yeah, so we say Kaddish. And now the Maftir, the one who is literally the Maftir, means the com- The completer? No, that's word. The finisher?
The finisher, it's a bit vulgar, but it'll do for the finisher. I want to think of a better one.
The completer.
The guy?
Well, to be perturbed.
No, 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 no. It means to come. It means to
the
means to
the concluder.
Okay, we no such thing. So let it be for now, at least for the next half an hour. The concluder.
What about the Swiss?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But, the maftir basically. So you have seven aliyahs. Then you have the Kaddish, v'choyze v'koyr ima maftir mashikoro ha-shvi. And then the maftir aliyah will lane what the seventh aliyah laned. Correct. 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 But what he reads was laned by the seventh aliyah. And, the Ramah tells us, v'cheinu ha-gim b'yom tev. And this is similarly also the minigon Yom Tov, she'en maftir b'minyan akurim, that the maftir is not part of the required aliyahs, which in Yom Tov is five. He's not, but the maftir is an additional aliyah. Avol b'choil, but on weekday, if there's a maftir on weekday, she'osol oisiv b'minyan akurim, where you cannot add any additional aliyahs, as we've learned previously, I think it was yesterday, sure, you cannot add anything to the three required aliyahs. Hashlishi maftir. The shlishi is the maftir. V'yoyim shemotzin shnei sefori. What happens on a day that we take two sefer Torah out? What happens then? Or shloish, or even three. When do we take three sefer Torah out? That's right. A maftir kori b'achonah. The maftir is the one. So the definition of maftir is the maftir is always the one who completes and finalizes the laning. A child can lane parshas ha-musafin, the musaf, they can line that, which we do on Yom Tov. Oya bo parshias shemusifin be'ador, or the four parshas which are laned in Ador, which is, that's right, the four parshas. So a child, says the Shulchan, says the Gemara, can read the four parshas. Kasha, please. Zocha. What about Zocha? Pash Zocha? Your brother is Pash Zocha, Bar Mitzvah Zocha, and he's not laning it. Right, we generally don't. We don't. But according to Ramah, then let's be clear. If nobody does it anymore nowadays, we'll see what the Mishmura says. You won't find any cotton who's going to be mechubit with, because it's a laning the rice, we'll see in the Mishmura. But according to Ramah, without any hesitation, the Ramah is okay with it. Even Parah is machmir nowadays. Yeah. That's the minhag. So in Krakow, Rabbi Isai, We have more machmir than in Krakow. Because in Krakow, the Ramah had no issue whatsoever. Ramah Shisa said that maftir, a child, no worry. Pamitzah bocha, let him take zocha. V'chenoeg, and that's the meaning. Avol pishyesh cholkim, although the Ramah does acknowledge that there is cholkim. V'oimrim kaddish, kodim sho'ele maftir. We say kaddish before maftir. Is that what we do nowadays as well? Kaddish before maftir, we do indeed. When chilek bazep and receive all minyakrim, it doesn't make a difference at all as to whether there were additions, there were suffers, there was only seven aliyahs, or it was much more than that, makes no difference. Today is just before maftir, there's kaddish. Oy loy, or not, benchim etzin sefer Torah echod, or shloish, whether there's three sefer Torah, two sefer Torah, one sefer Torah, there's always going to be, before maftir, there's going to be a kaddish. Okay, you're ready for Mishtabura. Sefkat Nyut Ches in the earlier page tells us, no again. Why is it that now, why is it that shishi is sold and is more choshev in its own? Is it shishi is more choshev? Any what about in shtibul? Shishi is more choshev. The roof mechebet mit shishi. Shishi. So is it why is it that shishi is more choshev? Yesh ktsas. Smach me'azoy shlach lachol. Is it the Mishnah quotes? Morgan Avom. That the Zohar Kodesh tells us that shishi is the most choshev. Shishi.
I thought shlishi.
Yeah, so there is places that shlishi are more, yeah, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, I know in a lot of places, they say shlishi is the most choshev. But Mishnah Berurah says that there is sources to say that shishi is the most choshev. V'achron moichim b'fne atzmoit, achron chovim shemisayim bo. Although, halachically speaking, maftir is not really. But even, that's why even a cotton can and it has less chashivs really. But nevertheless, because of the famous saying achon, achon, chaviv. The last one is the most precious. So therefore, Mishnah Berurah says it's true that you can sell it for additional money. So what we learned from here that when you sell things, it doesn't necessarily have to be with a genuine ruchnius thing of value, because it's not even a cotton can have. But if you make money from it, so.
There is a certain chshivas, admittedly, so you can sell it. What beautiful words.
This is one of the places that we see the beauty of the Mishnah Berurah's midas. Sometimes the Mishnah Berurah was got such a beautiful heart, and his midas were so shining. In some other, in hidden ways, sometimes you could see how the Mishnah Berurah, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, how he had his beautiful midas. That's one of the places that he puts things in context.
He says, "Become welcome, nevertheless." Okay, shlishi is choshuv, shishi is choshuv. You can sell nafti as well. But please remember, says the Mishnah Berurah, "Become welcome, chas v'shalom l'skoytavuzi."
But don't start fighting about it. Don't start fighting about it. You know, ach, I'm more choshuv. You are less choshuv. I need shishi. You need shlishi. You know, come on.
Shekol ois is our Torah. Look at these beautiful words. I don't know where he quotes it from. Shekol ois is our Torah. I think this is his own. Shekol ois is our Torah. Every single word in the Heilige Torah. Hem kulam kedoshim. They're all holy and sacred. Every word in the Torah is special. For Torah means pure. Every word in the Torah is pure.
And every word he learns, Imrois Hashem, Amoris Toiros, the words of Hashem are pure statements and pure sayings. So don't fight about it. And indeed, Ramban says famously that there's no difference whatsoever between in the Kedushas of Torah and the Chashim, there's no difference whatsoever between Anoich Hashem Aloikecha and Achois. Achos Don Timno, yeah, and Chushim and Bnei Don Chushim, which has no other relevance in many. It's not just apparent. It seems to be just names in the Torah which are not repeated, and we don't find many midrashim about it. We don't find many chazals about it. But in the words in the Torah, which don't seem to be as important as Anoich Hashem Elokecha, said the Ramban, it makes no difference. They're all words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're all holy and sacred and pure. And you don't even have to come on to what the Bali Kabbalah say, that every single, that all Chumash, every word is Shemes HaKadoshim from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, all names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't even have to come on to this Kabbalah concept. Just the actual fact that it's written in the Torah, so you don't fight about Shishi, don't fight about Shlishi, because everything is equally heilig. Now Sifkot Mutez explains us a little bit of this background of to understand this Shulchan Aruch. Likra Shiva. He says that, yes, there are seven aliyahs plus maftiyah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Teine min adin. Really came along the maftiyah oile minyan shiva. Really could have maftiyah, which is included in the seven aliyahs. So you have six aliyahs plus maftiyah. Six plus one equals? Seven. So that would make you'd have been okay like that. Would have been okay. You could have completed the parsha, then you are seder, imamafti, shashvi. You could have just had seven aliyahs. Ve'achkach lo'im kaddish, followed by kaddish. Ve'achkach, and after that, the lotze is gam das, o'im b'gmore. However, the lotze is gam das, o'im b'gmore. Since there is one opinion in the Gemara, which says, ten mafti o'im in Shiva, there's one minority opinion in the Gemara that holds that mafti cannot be part of the seven. So in order to accommodate that opinion, what do we do? Seven plus maftia, as opposed to six plus maftia. So really you could do six plus maftia, but we are makpid on that opinion. Valkane, therefore, Menachem Liko Shivul Kuim, Koidim Shmaschal Maftia, we do seven aliyahs plus maftia. But why do we do Kaddish? Why do we do Kaddish before? Pardon? Hecker, indeed, says the Mishnah Berurah, for kedei in order leodia lakoyin, in order to publicize to everybody, shamaftia einem aminyan ha'olim, in order to make sure that the mafti knows you're not that great, you're not that great, you would have managed without you, you would have managed very beautifully without you. Really, seven aliyahs is plenty. We want to accommodate that opinion. So in order to tell him that, einum in the oilim, you know, part of the oilim, tiknu gam kein, it established, shanochan lechatchid lehafsik bekaddish. We make an interruption of here. We make kaddish, okay, we put you back right in your boots, you know, it's fine, we don't need you, shkoch, thank you very much,
And now you can't be maftia. Ben kiasoy lekia shar oilim, to differentiate between his aliyah, which is maftia, lekia shar oilim to the seven other aliyahs. Whom imele mochach legmo aset mitchile kidei sholiyavsi bekadosh beemtze akia. Vachilachzim amnei kuponim shloish plukim mashikor shvua achan. That's going to your point, and that's why we go. We give him three. We give him. We don't have to give him the whole. Maftia is never the whole seventh aliyah. We only give parts of it. Three psukim at least. Plus, but you show that's because it's not. We don't really need you. You know, we're Michael Tope. We don't really need you. So we give you a few psukim, and like this, you'll be happy. Yes. As opposed to, if he's a chiv, you mean if he's already a, if he's a. So the reason the minig is the reason why, it's a very good question. I looked into it. Why is it that the minig is that we generally give a bar mitzvah boy maftia? The universally accepted minhag. So I believe that the reason is because historically, very often, the bar mitzvah boys used to get the aliyah l'torah, the Shabbos, before the bar mitzvah.
Why was that?
I'm not sure. One second. And therefore, so the a cotton can always get an aliyah. Even a cotton in summers, I get an aliyah. And therefore, and I checked this once with the Rav Bisol Meir and with a Rav Bisol Meir Greenberg, and he told me that's a good, it's a good pshat. I think that's a good pshat. That's probably why the minig is that we give mafti to a mafti. The bar mitzvah normally gets mafti. Have you ever seen differently? Yeah, it gets mafti. So the reason is because historically it used to get. The aliyah used to be before the bar mitzvah, Shabbos before the bar mitzvah, and therefore he used to give them after because we're ketanim. Now you asked why is it that we gave that the minhag was to give them before?
Why is that the minhag? Is it machshir then to give them because after is the maftir is considered bringing them into the gehillah, then that should happen before they become bar mitzvah, and then they're. The last week where they could only do
Mafter,
and the next week they can do.
I don't know. It sounds like a very nice pshat. That
on the Parashat thing, maybe a bit balabatish. Just an answer to the questions as well, why Ramal make or the Gabbai Parashat. If the person who's laying Shvi has already laying Parashat with all the proper cantillations, and therefore the killer's already Yotze the key of the rice of Parashat Zachor.
When was Yotze? One second. He laid. It's not. It's a separate sefer Torah.
Right.
So it's a second sefer. So but you're saying that we learned it in Parshas. We learned it in Parshas.
The other week.
Yeah. So there, as you say that.
It comes in the middle somewhere.
You're saying that. Yeah, that's right. So you're saying that because of that.
Why shouldn't that be the week?
Very, very interestingly, there is. Discussion about that's whether it can be yotze, but yeah, without kiyah. Lemaisa, we're not knowing because since it's according to many opinions of the Raisa, you need to have kavona, and only on Parshas Zochar when we take a sefer Torah and we've got kavona. We don't have proper kavona to be yotze Parshas. We don't have normally in the middle of the learning. We don't normally have kavona to be yotze.
Yeah. Can you be yotze? You
haven't
performed your kiyah, but
Parshas Zachor.
Can you?
B'dievet. I don't know, but B'dievet. Yeah, it's which Parsha is it? Is in.
There's two.
Yeah, it's a okay. Kuponim. We kuponim. Would you be b'dievet yotze with that? According to some opinion, yes, but not according to everybody.
What about the macro has kavana on your behalf? If you say to your lady, by the way, I missed it. Can you have me in mind?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Okay. So that's with regards to the idea of kaddish. Now we know where we say kaddish before maftir. So we say kaddish before maftir to teach him a lesson. Yes. Now, very quickly to go into these Abba Parshas, I'm skipping a few Mishnah Berurahs indeed, but I want to go to this Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chof Gimel. So he says the Abba Parshas, Mishnah Berurah says that Ketanim, so the Ramah says that Ketanim can say the Abba Parshas. V'afopish Parshadoch Chofu min HaTorah. Although Parshadoch is considered an obligation, a Torah obligation. Shesh men or kolodim Yisrael every year should listen to it. V'akotn she'enu m'chuy v'dov v'ayin yochal etziyom. And a child cannot be moitzi a godoil. Mikol Mokam Nevelez, Ari Achshav Shliach Tzibu Kore Mashmeh Letzibu Moetzin Dechavoson. So that if nowadays we've got a Baal Koire leaning, he would be okay. So he's referring to the fact that in terms of the Aliyah, the Aliyah Toik a child can have. A cotton can have an Aliyah Toik, as long as it's leaned by a Godel. Fiesh Machmir Metov Shalikoisel, a cotton Pashas Docher, Frele Pashas Poa, Sheshom Shingam Hubne Reise. The Mishabuna continues, there is even Machmirim, that holds that Poa, is also Madreisa, and therefore a child shouldn't be doing it. V'cheniskin be'ali rabbe derechaim, b'yom reshin shal shvua shikorin amekovala maftir, v'chen b'shvua shal pesha korin ashiro b'shav shuva, kam ken noyagin shen korin oysa l'chatchil el maftir. Generally, the minigis says in Mishneh Berurah that for all these aliyahs, generally a cotton is not called up, not for merkova, not for shiro, not for shav shuva. Yeah, and here again he said, "B'tshuvas be'achshushen shakotn lo ikro abe parshes ve'viu bechudish rebekveiga." Okay, okay. We'll stop over here. Rabbi Yisai, we learned tonight the halachas of one should not be called up with a bareheaded. One should always cover one's head for being called up. We learned that the shishi is according to Kabbalah ve'choshev aliyah. We learned that one should never fight about aliyahs. We learned also that a mamzer can be called up for sefer Torah because he's mechuyev to all the mitzvahs. We learned that that really you could have maftia being the seventh aliyah. However, we are choshev for the minority opinion that one should have maftia as a separate aliyah, and that's why we do kaddish before to show him that it's not really required. So that's why we do kaddish for seven aliyahs plus maftia to separate. We learned that we can't that three is always about three aliyahs on weekdays you can't add. And we learned also that a cotton can really lane the Abba Parshas, but the Minig, the Ramah says the Minig is to be maker, but Mishneh Berurah doesn't like it. We learned also that the Mafti is always the one at the end, even if it's lots of Vosafos. Good evening, good Shabbos, Abba Yisai.